back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Of course, joining us for your Cinco de Mayo Mugs in the Morning, George Lobby, editor of the North Platte Bulletin.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah. That's right. I've forgotten about that.
Any special plans to celebrate for you, George?
No, not too much today. I'm just a normal work day for me, but yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody who does celebrate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Joining us now, City Councilman Andrew Lee, joining us to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte with some paid political advertising. Andrew, it's good to see you. It's been, about a week, right?
Yeah, about a week since I was last here, and you'll get to, I guess, hear your fill of me this week. So.
We are exactly a week away from Election Day. Now, obviously, with a lot of people probably have, they're casting their ballots by mail, voting by mail, which is great. Would highly encourage that, obviously. But can you believe we are this close to the big day?
No, it happened really quickly. I wish I still had another month to go talk to people without COVID, you know.
Yeah.
Give me 1 month without COVID and
the
I can
virus.
Talk to people and we can talk one-on-one about issues and what's important to you. But, you know, I'm doing what I can. You know, a lot of social media comments and people are really ramping up their talk and their feedback. So that tells me people are getting engaged on the issues and wanting to talk and find out more information. I mean, I spent a long time talking about the airport last night with a gentleman. I've talked about, 20 different parks projects that people wish that they could see done here in North Platte. I mean, there's all sorts of things that people really care about and they're really, really interested about. And I can tell you that this probably coming budget year, we're probably not going to see any of that. But, you know, the next mayor, they'll have to work, you know, off their very first budget, which comes in August, that they'll be able to, you know, start to put some of these projects in place and try to work on them. So that'll be really, really good.
And it's a gradual process for a lot of those, too. And obviously, you understand that from your time on city council.
Yeah, I just think we're going to see a little bit of a crunch in the budget this year. I think the sales tax will be down March, really down in April, fairly significantly down in May.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that it doesn't. I mean, without Nebraska on days in June now, you're just going to see a dip in June, but hopefully it'll be kind of normalish, like a regular month.
Yeah. It won't be our second Christmas, yeah. But maybe it can be like April should
It won't
have
be
been.
The turbocharged month, but, you know, it really comes down to we just got to get our local businesses up and running and making sure that they're, you know, staffed back up, because a lot of them had to lay people off. They had to say, hey, you can only work part-time, you know, it's getting everybody retrained and regeared and essentially restarting the economy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, if you have a lawnmower, I mean, you sit there and you have to hit that prime button and try to get it all cleaned up and everything else to try to get it to work in the spring after sitting idle all winter and stuff like that. Well, that's just kind of what we're at a situation now here.
It's an accurate analogy.
At least in
analogy.
My view.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we just got to sit there. And now we're trying to get everything primed so that way we can pull the cord here and next week and try to start opening things back up and, you know, getting the engines to run. And our hospital seems to have enough room and capacity to handle the most severe COVID cases. So, you know, I guess if we flatten the curve here. So let's get rolling. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no way we can prevent everybody from getting sick. I mean, I hate to break it to people. You can sit in your house. There's people sitting in their houses and they still got COVID. So, I mean, there's no way to really stop it. But what we can do is try to mitigate the most severe cases. And I think we've kind of done that. And we'll wait for a wave two if a wave two happens and go from there. But, you know, I'm just ready to get working on some business development and things like that and try to get North Platte moving back in the right direction here.
Now, talking a little bit about the city council agenda for tonight, Andrew, so a little bit off topic, but still on topic somewhat. Some assistance for the chamber being requested there to help out some of these local businesses. Do you support things like that? And if you're elected mayor, and heaven forbid we have another wave of the coronavirus come through Lincoln County, do you support helping local businesses in this matter?
Yeah, so they're actually just taking part of the money that we've already allocated to them, not even all of it, just a portion of it. It went from $100,000 to $150,000 at the request of the Citizens Advisory Committee because they thought it was such an interesting, neat program. And I'll tell you tonight, I'm going to go ahead and propose that we put a cap on that you can only buy up to a $100 gift card with that. Just that way we make sure we're spreading enough of that around to each business so it doesn't end up, you know, that George over here wants to go down there and go support his favorite place and buy his $1,500 gift card and maxes it out. And then, you know, I want multiple people to be able to enjoy the program.
Sure.
And be able to get a gift card and be able to support their local favorite business and, you know, and be able to double up that. Yeah. So I'm gonna put on there for a $100 cap on that. Just that way I want
per person.
Yeah,
Yeah. Per buyer, per consumer.
Yeah, pretty
per
much. Consumer, I mean, yeah. If somebody really wants to abuse it, they could go in there, you know, 15 times at that point, I suppose, and buy 15 gift cards at $100. But I'm really hoping people will be smart about it and not want to abuse it. But I just, you know, want to make cards out there to enough different people that we kind of prime people to spending and buying back mm-hmm. in this economy so we can help our local businesses.
Yeah.
We talk about trying to get new businesses in here, you know, and this is how we show these kind of programs. So you want to talk about me being able to, like, do I support them? I do. To a point, you know, I mean, you don't want to be constantly trying to stimulate and prime pumps, otherwise you have major problems. You know, this is an extra normal event that we're going through here where we purposely destroyed our economy so that way we can rebuild it. I don't know if it's hubris or what, but you know, we got to support them and try to get them going and back up and running. I think, you know, here I am, you know, I went to the espresso shop this morning, grabbed coffee, you know what I mean? I've tried to spend a little bit of money here and there, but everybody's down. You're going to see on the city's sales tax side, you're going to have to see budget cuts here probably in order to make us get through ends meet here, because you're probably talking significant loss in our sales tax mm-hmm. side of the city. So
yeah, this gift card program is interesting, and I think it's already limited, I think, $1,500 per business, right?
Correct, $1,500 per business, and then I'm going to throw one more layer on there asking for a $100 gift card limit, just, again, so that way we can spread the wealth around to as many people as we can.
Share the love, so to speak.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
I asked them about the question, you know, are gas stations going to be included in this, and they decided, yeah, they probably are included in retail.
Sure. Well, I mean, and
under the retail label, I just wanted yeah. to make sure. You know, I'm like, you know, a lot of those gas station owners, they make their money off of this stuff on the inside.
Yeah,
I mean,
in the convenience store.
Yeah, that's where they make their money. It's not on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska has an exceptionally high gas tax in order to pay for our highway. You know, you look at these highway
our
projects that they're doing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's how they pay for it. So you see those low prices in, like, oh gosh, what is it, Wisconsin, I think, where it's like under a dollar. Well, the reason ours is up above that is because we have an exceptionally high gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
And those gas station owners pay that gas tax up front. I don't know if people would realize that. They pay all that tax up front, and then they have to make it back by selling you the gas. So they really don't make much money on the gas. They make that money on you going in there and going buying a Coke, buying a Pepsi.
Buying a candy bar.
Buying that Reese's.
And we have locally owned gas stations as well. We have at least two that come to my mind that these are guys that live right here in North Platte that own several gas stations, not only in Lincoln County, but...
I'm thinking of three. I mean, you got the Quick Stops, mm-hmm. you know, you got Dan O'Neill. Hey, if you're listening, Dan, hi. You know, you have Mark Wilkinson and his empire of gas stations across the state here. And then you also have, like, people like that own, like, one or two, you know, like Mitch Wagner up on the north side of town.
I forgot about Mitch.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have people all over town, you know, that... This is their small business. This mm-hmm. is how they make their livelihood, and they make anyway. So I didn't want them to be excluded.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
We got a little off topic there, but yes.
So welcome to my life. I run on rabbit trails. If you don't know, I have ADD, so it just goes everywhere. You know, I'm working on 50 issues at once. It's never one issue at a time, but that's just the way my head works. But you know, I mean, I want to play some small ball here. You know, if we take a baseball analogy here, I don't know if you guys watch baseball or not.
Anyway, well, not now baseball. We don't.
Yeah, well, I know. It makes me sad. You know, I'm a Royals fan, so in 2015, I mean, they played small ball all the way to winning the World
mm-hmm.
Series. They hit singles and doubles, and they, you know, North Platte always tries to play this game where we're gonna use a quality growth fund. We're gonna hit a home run, you know, and we've hit a couple. Walmart DC hit a home run, you know. I'll even say Greenbrier is a home run, even though it's located in Hershey. It's a home run, right? You know, you got a couple good, you know, bigger employers. Well, now it's like North Platte, you know. We're not hitting enough home runs to win the game here. So, you know, I kind of want to change the strategy and let's play some small ball. Let's help our local small businesses grow. Let's add to that, you know, umbrella. Mm-hmm. And we can keep plugging these holes. We can hit a bunch of singles. We can load the bases up so that way when that next home run comes, then we can hit a grand slam out of the park, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my philosophy to trying to help these small businesses, to trying to grow the small business side of North Platte and trying to help our economic development and our team, you know. Let's just quit hoping for the big hit every single time we get up to the plate here. You know, I don't want to be a 250 hitter or a 200 hitter praying that you're going to get your 40 home runs a season. You know, let's be a 300 hitter and, you know, pop singles and doubles all over the place, load the bases. And
bring in these jobs that do employ 50 people. I mean,
two, three, five, 10 at a time.
Or help businesses that already employ a few people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Help them expand.
Help our existing businesses add more, add another venue, add to some existing real estate. Who knows? I mean, we could go on.
Yeah, when we were at, you know, I'll pull up a city council story here for you real quick. So in the past, you know, Gary and the chamber came up to us, and if you're listening, hi, Gary and the chamber, Cassie. They came to us and they go, hey, we want to renew this program where we're going to pay people to try to move here. Not a real wildly successful program, I'm not going to lie. I actually voted against the second round of it because I felt like, and then the story I gave is, you know, you have these Buxton studies that say we're missing this, this, this area, right? And we have these gaps, and this is where we should be able to recruit these national retailers. But yet they don't want to come here, right? So let's work with our local retailers. Let's find entrepreneurs to fill these holes. And we'll do it locally. And then that money doesn't leave to go nationally. It just stays locally. Let's say Tristan wants to open up his own kid's toy store here in town, and George wants to open up his own pet store, and I want to open up whatever, right? We can fill those holes. Or at the time, I used the analogy, you know, we have Happy Heart Specialty Foods. Let's say people are saying, I want more healthy food options. Well, let's find out what they're looking for, and let's help our local businesses realize that they can attract more business, that there's this much more market out there if they were to add these certain items or redo their storefront to be more attractive, or their location, or
help
whatever it is.
Help Happy Heart out to do whatever the people
let's find our local businesses and help them grow to become those regional businesses or bigger than they were before. You know, I mean, there's so many things we can do, and we're worried about trying to hit home runs, and I'm worried about let's get a whole bunch of runs by connecting singles and doubles together, going back to the analogy again. So I want to score a bunch of runs, and I'm not worried about the big flashy, you know, home run hitter, you know, and then we might hit one out of every whatever, right? I just want to keep hitting. I want to keep scoring runs, and that's my philosophy to this. That's why I don't mind this gift card program. I think it's good to try to get people back in the habit of going out and going and buying things from their local people, whether it be, I'm looking out the window here at Bruce Furniture, you know, they want to go get a new couch. Even with a $100 gift card, if they want to do a matching to that, so someone buys a $100 gift card, they give them a $100 gift card or whatever, that's $200 off their couch, and now they got a new couch. Well, that's helping that guy that is a salesman over there, or the delivery guy that's the delivery guy over there, and that's, you know, that's how we get the economy going.
Absolutely.
You talk about food side of it. I mean, we have farmers and ranchers who have cattle that they can't get rid of right now, and they're trying to figure out what to do with them. And then you have the meat processors in the middle, and then you have you know, the stores on the other end, and all the money's being made at the meat processing side over here in the middle, and the farmers and ranchers are being cut out. So you can't just, we're going to close down the meat processing, and, you know, and then we have a food problem existing, because now farmers and ranchers are having to, you know, get rid of all their cattle and everything. I mean, you can't just let it sit there. You can't afford to feed them and not pay them anything. So this economy thing is so, it's such a dynamic web. I mean, you cannot keep it down for very long. We have to keep going, or everything crashes down on top of us.
Now, Andrew, we have about 2 minutes left here for today, but why should people, the citizens of North Platte, if they have not yet voted, why should they vote for you next Tuesday or before?
Yeah, so really quickly, nutshell, I mean, I understand these issues. I understand how it works. I literally have my budget book sitting in my passenger seat right now looking at how the city is going to make it through these next several months here and with this reduced revenue. I understand what we need to do in order to get these small businesses going here, and that we can't keep them down. We've got to look out for them. You know, we got to keep the job growth moving, even if it's small amount of jobs, and keep adding to it. You know, I mean, I understand what this is going to take. I understand how hard it is. I understand what we can and can't do. And I'm really just asking for your vote and your faith and your trust to give me one term here as mayor to really work on these issues. And like I said, I will do a lot of this in the first year, year and a half here. We'll get it all done. It'll be a matter of managing and tweaking things to make sure that they still fit the current situation. I'm, you know, not dogmatic that just because this is the way it is right now, that in 3 years there might not be a better way, in 2 years there might not be a better option available to us. You know, we got to change and adapt to make sure we're always on the cutting edge of trying to be the most competitive city we can possibly be in Nebraska.
Andrew, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again here this week. But in the meantime, if folks want to get additional information about your campaign and your candidacy, and they can interact with you directly on social media, you've been extremely active with that.
Yeah, so Lee for North Platte, you just go find that on Facebook. I mean, that's where a lot of people message me. I think yesterday alone I had like 50 messages. So,
oh, wow.
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic going on there. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. I will try to be as, you know, use as many facts as I got to try to help out, and we can figure out where we need to go on what it is that concerns you. There's certain things I didn't know until people mentioned to me, you know. I mean, that's how I learn. That's how I get better. So I really appreciate when people do that. You can always text me too, 308-539-4645 if you want to. Phone number's on the city website. You know, just get a hold of me, and I'm more than happy to talk to you about anything. So,
Andrew, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yep, tomorrow, and then on Friday. We're skipping my birthday, and then I'll be back. So.
Well, happy early birthday
to you. I know. That's on Thursday, so.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning with editor of the North Platte Bulletin, George Lobby, after this.